Hi, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms. Today's episode is about motherhood and friendships.
Before we get started, I would like to share a quote with you guys. And it goes like this. True friendship resists time, distance, and silence. And that quote is by Isabella Linde.
And that's really going to tie into today's episode. But before we get into our first talking point, I just want to mention that this is our first ever episode where we're actually in person together. How do you feel, Asante?
I am excited. I've been waiting for this moment, honestly. It's been a minute. And since we decided to come up with this podcast, I long for this moment, honestly.
Me too. This is how I envisioned it. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be in our own office space. Yo, she'd be 4 hours away in a whole other state.
Thanks, COVID. Thanks a lot. Right. I appreciate it.
I missed my friend, though, but we got our glass of wine.
Yes, yes.
So corny.
No, for real. But.
All right. So, for the first question, I want to ask you, have you ever lost, well, did you lose any friends since becoming a mom?
Since becoming a mom, I feel like I didn't lose any friends because I was never really like a friend person.
Right.
But I do feel like I became distant with a lot of my friends, if that makes sense.
Do you feel like it was other people or do you feel like it was you that became distant? Or like a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Well, same with me. Asante's literally, you're literally like, as far as friends I have right now, mm-hmm. you're my oldest, one of my oldest friends. So mm-hmm. I could say that I talk to on a consistent basis. Like right, I have other friends, but I don't. Mm-hmm. It's like few and far. Like I talk to them.
Right.
If I see them at the stores. But yeah, right. So I can't really say like, oh, I lost friends. But I do feel like if we had a huge friend group, mm-hmm. we'd probably only be friends with like 10% of the people.
Agreed. My dad will always say, stop saying those people are your friends. Call them your associates.
Right. No, I definitely will admit I used that in the past in high mm-hmm. school. I used that term loosely. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're my friend.
Friend, you yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're just someone that I associate with. Or we mm-hmm. do things in common. Like, we were on the same sports team or we work together. Like,
right. I forget who I was talking to. But they was like, we use the term friend, like you said, so loosely anymore. Like, a lot of us don't really know what yeah. it means, the meaning of what yeah. a friend is.
Like,
you know?
I feel like friend is replaced by best friend.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was actually Joyce Meyer that I was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about the whole social media thing and the followers yeah. and the friends and stuff like that. She's like, we need to go back and
to
actually,
reality?
literally like to reality and to actually go back to the real definition of what a friend is.
I agree.
100%. But yeah, so with that being said, should we as moms get upset when friends seem to move on without us?
We shouldn't, but I do. Little Miss Petty Betty over here. Okay. Yes, I begin. I'll be like, oh, so you can hang out with Samantha, but you hit me up knowing damn good well. If you hit me, I'm gonna be like, nah, like I'm tired, or like it. I got Harlow. And they'd be like, bring her with you, and I'm like,
nay, I think I'll sleep in yeah. tonight.
Or it's like, she's a toddler. Like, okay, I'll bring her with me, but she gonna mess your house up. Like, right, is your house right. baby-proof? Is your mm-hmm. house toddler-proof? I think not. Because mine barely is. I think not. Yeah, I don't know. Have you gotten mad? Or upset. I don't even want to say mad, but like, do you yeah. get upset?
I found myself getting upset. Of course, it was like unintentional, but...
Right.
I guess it's because you get that feeling or that sense of, like, feeling left out or, like, dang, what about mm-hmm. me, you know?
Right.
Like, I got a kid, but I'm not dying. Right.
Or it's like, sometimes I feel like two people look at you as a different person.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I feel like for us, with our age, it happens more so than anything. Like, don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, moms definitely still lose friends.
Yeah.
Because it's isolating. Like, you're...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100% responsible, like someone's yep. depending on you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like more so when you're younger, mm-hmm. like in your 20s and like teenage years when you have kids, it's even that much more like it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, for sure.
Because mm-hmm. these are like years basically where you're living spontaneously and yeah. people are just doing stuff mm-hmm. and then you're like, I can't. It's more noticeable that you're left out
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
these are the years where people are like just living free and doing what they want when they
yep,
want.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm still the same person. Like,
I agree 100%. And then a lot of the times, I think it's like your friends are being considerate. You know what true. I'm saying?
They're like, why even bother? But they're just like, you know, like, I don't want to be disrespectful. Like, you got a kid. Mm-hmm, I'm not going to ask you to hang out every Saturday night and get
drunk. Exactly. Yeah, or you may not have a babysitter this weekend. So, knock on.
But my thing is, to those people, and maybe I'm just like a different breed or a different person, but it's like, yes, I can't go on a drop of a dime. Like, I've had friends recently that were just like, yeah, we just picked up and went to Miami or Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, I can go to Miami or Atlanta, but you need to tell me, like, a few months in advance so I could get a babysitter, so I could, like, scramble up some change. I can't just be dropping money on vacation when I gotta buy diapers and stuff.
It's a double-edged sword, though, because you was just explaining, like, we used to live spontaneous. So, at our age, it's
well, they can't accommodate to you. Exactly. So, yeah, that's, I try not to get butthurt,
but I'm like...
Right. Yeah, I definitely try not to get butthurt, but...
It's okay.
Okay. Is it easier or harder, do you think, to make friends while being a mom?
Honestly, for me, it's been easier. Because before being a mom, I wasn't, I guess, as open.
I can see that.
And then I feel like now that I am a mom, it's something to talk about, you know?
Right.
So I feel like it's easier to make friends as being a mom.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on the person. I feel like your personality and the type of person you are, I feel like you always make friends easily. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're like a try-hard. Like, you're trying too hard. And you're not, like, standoffish. Like, I feel like you're... Like, the energy you give off is very, like, welcoming.
Aw, you cute.
I, on the other hand, and I'm not mean. Like, I be wanting friends, but I just, like, I think too much. I'm like, oh, is she judging me? Or, like, is this? Or is it that? And then I'm like, then I be getting annoyed. I be like, you're annoying. Like, I be getting annoyed at myself. I'm like, how am I annoyed at myself? And then I'm trying to make friends. Like, I don't know.
You're cute.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person. I don't think because I'm a mom it's hard to make friends. I think it's just me. Like, I don't put myself out there in situations to make the friends.
Okay.
I just stick with the same people I know.
Right,
and then that's it. And then if I happen to make a friend, I make a friend. If, I don't know.
No, I totally understand.
Because it's definitely... not like, are you purposely going out and being like, I'm going to make friends, or does it just happen?
It goes back to what you're saying. It depends on the type of person you are.
But I mean you specifically. Like, when you go out and you're, like you said, like, oh, like... It's been easier. Like, are you trying to make friends, or is it just happening that you're making friends? Like, is it happening organically, or are you like, today I'm going to go out and make a friend? Like, you look at the mirror and you're like, I'm going to make a friend today.
It's just happening.
It happens organically, right?
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that question depends. Like, oh, is it easier? Right. Like, I feel like if your intention is to go out and like, I'm going to make a friend, then I feel like you can measure it, but...
It's just happening. It's definitely just happening. Oh, Abe, you funny. Has there been a change in, like, preference since becoming a mom? Like, are you leaning towards more friends like, oh, I only want friends that work, or, you know, I only want friends that have kids, or, you know, things of that nature?
Yes.
Are you biased to the party friends?
Yes and no. Like we were saying, like, we don't have the intentions, like, I'm gonna go outside today and my goal is to make one friend today, like, I'm gonna make one new friend. But if I do befriend somebody, I definitely keep in mind, like, okay, this is potentially someone that I might bring back to my home, or I might bring around my child, and they need to be, like, a good person.
Exactly.
Yeah, they need to have good morals, like, overall, though, I feel like definitely, like you said, you mentioned people that work or have good work ethic. Like, I don't want you just sitting around. I want you to have, like, some sort of ambition in life.
Yes.
Like, I don't want you just being a bum and just getting by. Like, because you are who you hang around with.
Yeah,
people influence you. People rub off on you. And that's, I don't need that. I need people that are go-getters. And and then you mentioned, like, the party type or party scene. I feel like my mom would always say, like, you have friends for different reasons. Not that you're using people, but, you know, people be like, that's my work friend. Or that's my school friend.
Yes.
Like, I study with her. I feel like, as a mom, I feel like it is good to have people that don't have kids and go out and have a good time. Because, let's be honest, like, not that I don't want to talk about my kid, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to sit and talk about how Harlow took her diaper off and smeared poop all over the walls while I'm out. Like, usually that's a mom friend that's going to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. I want to go out with a friend that's just letting loose and having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to... Yeah, I'm going out to I'm going out to like be free and mm-hmm. like wind down, mm-hmm. not to worry and be still stressed. Be a mom. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's good to have a little bit of balance of everything. Yes. But I'm definitely more so towards people with like a good work ethic.
Agreed.
If more so than anything. What Agreed. About you?
I feel like it's always good to have that judgment there. Mhm. Because like you mentioned, you do want to have, you know, good people around your kids. Mm-hmm. For me, though, I'm the type of person that, like, I tend to, I guess you said it best, I tend to bring home, like, I don't know how to explain it. So, say I'm hanging with you for the day or something like that, and you said something catchy.
Yeah.
I tend to find myself saying that 2-3 days later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I feel like for me, I would have to be careful around who I'm hanging with and what I'm taking from who I'm hanging with. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, you are who you hang with, and it does rub off.
Right, it rubs off.
And I found it rubbing off on me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, like, a dialect like it, or a slang or something.
Well, like you just
know?
Said that. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm getting from that is, like, you're impressionable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like, too, it's also responsible on the mom mm-hmm. and to realize what kind of person she is.
Because
mm-hmm. if you're not someone, not that I'm saying you're not strong-willed, but if you don't even realize you pick up on people's mm-hmm. mannerisms easily, you could mm-hmm. say something in front of your kid, and then obviously your kid's going to copy you, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, snap, mm-hmm. you know?
Or when they get older, they're going to be looking at you like,
yeah, what
did
you
get that from?
Yeah. Mommy, you acting different.
Yeah, real different.
Right.
But yes, yeah, I am very impressionable. I definitely am. And I have to be very careful about it. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get into the science behind friendships. So, I was reading this article by Lydia Denworth, I believe is how her name's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a science journalist. And mm-hmm. she was interviewing animal biologists that studied primates. So, apes and baboons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a lot of interesting stuff about friendships and the importance of friendships on your health mm-hmm. overall. And I'm just going to read some information from there. But they found, scientists found, the most important thing was the strength of social bonds, how positively, how well and regularly an individual animal interacted with other animals. And they also found that friendships literally improve your body's cardiovascular functioning and your immune system and how you sleep.
Wow.
So, it's not just, oh, I want to let loose and, like, mm-hmm. you know, go mm-hmm. have a social life with my friends. It's literally necessary. It's literally necessary for mm-hmm. human function to have friends.
That's crazy.
So, when you are, like how you were saying, like, when we see people and they're doing stuff and someone we once called our friend is no longer texting you or mm-hmm. checking in on you or hanging out mm-hmm. with you, that's why it hits you so mm-hmm. hard, because you're, like, you care for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I also want to tie it into just motherhood in general. Like, we know just from what I read that friendships are mm-hmm. really important,
mm-hmm.
but especially in motherhood, because unless you are, I and I'm talking more so mom friendships, like me
mm-hmm.
and you,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you don't get it until you are a mom, you
right.
know
right.
And that's where we talk about, like, what kind do you have a different preference in friends.
Mm-hmm.
I do mostly want friends, like, mom friends,
uh-huh.
if more so than anything, but they're mm-hmm. hard to come by. Like,
oh, for sure.
So, you know, I have a friend for this or a mm-hmm. friend for that,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like mom friends are, like, the best if you're a mom, because you could relate.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not going through the same stage, you guys could
relate. Can still
relate. Or I was talking, like, postpartum uh-huh. depression and stuff. Like, you need a friend more so than anything at that time.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
that's when people kind of, you're isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially mm-hmm. like during the newborn stage, you're like,
yeah,
you're constantly tired, you're constantly tending to somebody, like
mm-hmm.
you just don't have time for anything else.
Yeah, and you need that social interaction.
Yes, you we do. Are social creatures.
Yeah,
by
very.
Nature.
That's why COVID was, like, devastating, because
yeah.
it's like you're cutting off
everyone's
social interaction.
Yes. It's bad for your health.
Very bad.
That's why I was gonna mention that, like, COVID,
mm-hmm.
we were because for us it's different. I can't really talk about other moms because mm-hmm. obviously there's people that became moms before the pandemic, but mm-hmm. for COVID, I'm like sitting and thinking, I'm like, that's probably why I never really made friends. Everything mm-hmm. was closed. There was no mm-hmm. way for me to work or go work out or go do this and go do that and make uh-huh. other friends because it was nearly impossible. Mm-hmm. And then even if like stuff wasn't closed down, I feel like people were scared when stuff opened up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it was really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. So I want to bring up a point, piggybacking off what you said with the, you know, basically friends are needed. Like, you mm-hmm. know, we're social beings and stuff like that. Did you ever have a friend, like, how can I explain? Did you ever have a friend, like, that you was being distant to but didn't realize you was being distant to? I don't know if I asked that correctly.
Probably. I mean, if I didn't realize it, then I don't mm-hmm. know. Well, I would say yeah. I feel like uh-huh. everybody does. People go through phases and changes uh-huh. and stuff, so I would say yeah.
I guess I want to get at more of, like, did you have a friend that I guess was more of your friend than you thought they were?
Like, you didn't open up to them all the way?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, so, like, you didn't know your friends, yeah, cared. You didn't know they, like, valued your friendship as much as they did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 We'll cut. Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely done that. I would say plenty of times. And like I was saying, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm kind of the same as you, especially since we're friends. Like I said, your energy is just very, like, you make people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like I have that too, so people gravitate towards me.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's almost addicting. I'm not trying to, like, you know, hype myself up.
But not when two horns here.
But there's not a lot of, basically what I'm getting at is there's not a lot of genuine people out here in the world. Mm-hmm, and when you mm-hmm. are a genuine person, people realize that because it's different, yeah. especially mm-hmm. in the age of social media. Like, people are just... Mm-hmm. It almost seems like everybody's for themselves. People have ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like I definitely had a friend that valued my friendship more than mm-hmm. I thought they did.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize it until, like, after the fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you to go back to one of our questions. So we talked about a preference in friends. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned kind of, you know, like, the social aspect. Like, do they work? Do they party? Do they
this? Right, right.
But what about the friends with kids versus the friends that don't have kids? Like, do you feel that, obviously there's a completely different dynamic, but are you more comfortable with one type of friend as opposed to the other? Like, the friend with kids and then the friend without kids?
No. And I say no because no is would be the correct answer for that, because I do have friends that without kids mm-hmm. that I would rather, you know, hang out with more than I do with the friends that I have with kids. You know?
I agree.
Maybe because they're a different type of mom than I am, or, you know, their morals and values. I mean, they have good morals and values, but it just
don't mesh with them as much. Yeah.
Basically.
No, I see that. Mm-hmm. I'll say, though, if...
It depends on the type of friend.
Right.
You know? Because, like you said, there's genuine friends, and then there's friends that, you know, they're just friends because, you know, we got things in common, you know? So I feel like...
Not that I don't like hanging out with my friends that mm-hmm. don't have kids, mm-hmm. but if you hit me up and told me to come to your function midday, and another person that I'm friends with hit me up, and they don't have kids, and they're like, come to this, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go to yours, mm-hmm. and the reason I'm going to go to yours is because I know it's kid-friendly, and I don't have to tell Harlow, no, don't touch that, mm-hmm. no, don't do this. I don't have to worry about her crying, because there's probably going to be three other kids there crying. But when someone's like, come over to my house for drinks, so-and-so's mm-hmm. coming too, we're playing card games. Mm-hmm. Harlow could come. Mm-hmm. That's not a fun time for me.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like people don't understand it. Mm-hmm. So how we were talking about, I feel like it happens on the flip side, like how we were saying, like, oh, do you get butthurt or do you get mm-hmm. upset when mm-hmm. your friends grow distant of mm-hmm. you? I feel like those friends get upset when I don't want to come, and they're like, mm-hmm. you never come to our function, but you just don't understand. Like, first of all, I'm coming out of the house to relax. Like, you're asking me to hang mm-hmm. out. I want to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to be, that's not going to be me hanging out, because that's going to be me watching my kid, making sure she's, you know.
So, see, when you put it like that, it makes perfect sense, because it's different when you're hanging out with a friend that doesn't have kids, and it's just you and your friend that doesn't have kids, and you have the kid.
Right.
Than it is when you are at a function with a whole bunch of friends that don't have kids.
Right.
So when you put it like that, yes, I completely agree.
But pretty much all my friends, like Tati, who's my other close friend, she has nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. Like, you had nieces and nephews, too. So before you had Kaden, I was comfortable. Like, I'd call you and I'd say stuff to you. Like, I didn't feel out of place or, like, you didn't know what I was talking about.
Right, right.
Because then there's some friends I have and they're, like, the youngest in their family at 22 years old. So they don't know anything about a baby, anything about a kid, and anything about the struggles of motherhood.
Right, you know? Right.
So for them, like, they'd be the last people I call if Harlow's, like, throwing a temper tantrum. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, how do I calm her down, right? That's the last person I'm going to call. But, yeah.
Goodness.
I definitely... Because I was thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, we have different social preferences and friends. But what about strictly, like, motherhood? Okay, guys, that is it for this episode about motherhood and friendships. We will see you guys next Monday at 5.